Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has joined the small circle of world leaders to be invited by President Bush to his place in Crawford, Texas. Although Berlusconi is considered one of Europe's most controversial politicians, he's a staunch American ally who supported the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. The two-day visit occurs as both leaders are weathering political storms at home. NPR's Silvia Poggioli is in Rome. What's in this visit for Berlusconi?
Well, Bob, first of all, for Berlusconi, a visit to Crawford is the top prize for his unwavering loyalty to the United States. Before he was elected in 2001, Berlusconi famously told an interviewer, "I am on America's side even before I know what side that is." And Berlusconi's support for the war in Iraq went against not only Italian public opinion, but also that of Pope John Paul II, whose moral stance still has a lot of political weight in Italy. Now, Berlusconi is going through a rough period with his fractious coalition partners in Italy, but most of all, he's regarded with great suspicion by many European governments who are critical of his conflict of interest as a media mogul and prime minister. And Berlusconi is currently chairman of the European Union, and he caused dismay earlier this month when he insulted a German MP with a Nazi jive and triggered a political crisis between Italy and Germany. So Berlusconi hopes his visit to Crawford with his buddy George Bush will improve his image at home and especially in Europe.
And what can the Italian prime minister do for President Bush?
Well, the Italian media says that President Bush now needs Berlusconi even more than Berlusconi needs Bush. With U.S. soldiers dying every day in Iraq, many analysts say that the U.S. would like to further internationalize the military presence in Iraq. Italy currently has 1,500 troops in Afghanistan and nearly 3,000 in Iraq under British command. So it's likely that Italy will be asked to send more troops, perhaps even transfer the troops in Afghanistan to Iraq. There's also a lot of talk of a new UN resolution for Iraq, which many countries have said is essential before they would even consider sending troops there or take part in the country's reconstruction. So Berlusconi is seen as a vital mediator in helping pave the way to a new resolution and bringing stubborn European governments on board for a multilateral peacekeeping operation in Iraq. Berlusconi is also seen as an important ally in pushing forward the Middle East roadmap and in trying to tilt EU support away from Yasser Arafat.
And can Berlusconi deliver?
Well, as far as sending more Italian troops, he might have some problems. Just as he was flying to the U.S. yesterday, news broke out of Afghanistan that four Italian paratroopers were wounded in a terrorist attack near Gardez. This was the first such incident involving Italian troops, and it's likely the Italian public will be very unhappy at the idea of greater military presence, Italian military presence in Iraq. As for bringing Europe on board, as I said, Berlusconi is not in a very strong position. However, several governments, including the French, have indicated that they could come to terms with the Bush administration as long as a new UN resolution is passed.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Rome.